How did today go as far as, you know, the wrinkles that Munchak put in to kind of liven things up a little bit?
Right. Well, I think, you know, as far as defense, we started out a little slow. But, you know, if you look at, you know, what we were doing in the second half, I thought we came out, we did a really good job. You know, we slowed things down. As a defense, we have to understand that. You know, we dictate what goes on. We can't allow the offense to dictate what goes on. We have to stop them in their tracks. And, you know, like I said, in the second half, we did a really good job. You know, Coach Munchak is trying to change up a lot of things. And, you know, I wouldn't have come here if I didn't like what he was doing. And, you know, it's just that's why I have a lot of respect for him. We're going to have a really good team. Are we under the radar? Yes, we are. Do people respect us? No, they don't. Do we care? No, we don't. You know, so we just have to be. We have to be good. We have to take this time to get better. You know, rest our bodies when it's time to rest. But when the bullets are live, when it's time to come back in a couple of weeks, that's when we got to go.
This coaching staff really wants Jake Locker to look great. As a defense, you guys don't want him to look great. You want to stop him.
Right.
Is that an interesting kind of dichotomy there?
Well, you know what? I think, you know, the biggest thing for us when it comes down to Jake, you know, we have to be at our best when it comes to him. So we want to shut him down. We want to piss him off. We want to do whatever we can to get him angry, because I think if we do that, it's going to be a lot easier for him on Sundays. You know, so, you know, we really don't care, you know, if he's mad or whatever. You know, all we're saying is, you know, we're whooping you to get you ready for Sunday.
What a guy.
I know, right? You know, that's how it is, man. But, you know, it has to be. It's all in fun, too. It's all in fun. We can't allow this. We can't allow this this thing to get bigger than what it is. It's a game at the end of the day. This is a freaking game. We're blessed, you know, with the abilities that we have. But, you know, this is a city that wants to win. This is a city that, you know, they've been, you know, craving. They've been yearning for this. You know, so I think this is the year to do it. You know, and like I said, are we under the radar? Yes, we are. Do we care? No, we don't. You know, are we going to go play? Yes, we are. Are we going to knock the piss out of people? Always going to go down.
Jim Anger mentioned it wasn't ideal for the offense to score on their first possession, but it did give you guys a chance to see how the defense would respond.
Right.
What do you think about the reaction?
I thought we responded well. You know, did things go great out there? No, they didn't. You know, so we have to be a team where we understand we're going to go through adversity. Things are not going to be perfect. If this game was perfect, it wouldn't be the game that it is today. So things are going to happen. You know, I thought we came together really well. We're out there with no pass or anything going. So, you know, the offense running around, you know, they getting free looks and everything else. Like I said, when we put our pads on and we go out there and when we mean it, when it's in the next few weeks, you know, that's when we get to knock the piss out of them. That's when we give them real looks. Right now, like I said, they're just running on air. It's just playing catch for them. So, you know, and I'm not taking anything away from offense. We have talented receivers, talented running backs, talented quarterbacks, and then the line is really good. And, I mean, you look at it, they got a few guys that need to come back. So we're going to be a really, really good team. We have to take advantage of this time now to get a lot better than what we are.
Today's structure of things, unscripted and things like that, compared to teams you've been with in the past?
I thought it was a good change. I've never done this before, but it's a great change up. You know, you're putting us in, you know, game-like situations, you know, and so that's what we need right now. You know, we are a team where we need to understand what it's like when the clock is running, what it's like when we got referees out there. They're going to throw flags. Well, obviously the refs we had today looked like they were their lockout refs, but, man, we got to be a lot better. But, you know, they probably in there eating lunch, you know, right now or whatever. So, you know, they're getting that free lunch in, man. So, but, you know, I think, you know, we have to be a lot better at what we're doing. You know, we're going to have some letdowns, but, you know, we have to respond. We have to have short memories and go out there and play some ball.
It was a slightly different setting, but you have the goal line stand to win the Super Bowl. Today, right. You guys get a red zone stand to
right.
win practice. Can you even build momentum, though, from that into tomorrow and the next couple of days?
Well, you know what? We can try to build as much momentum we can. You know, if we're not happy about playing this game, if we're not excited about going out there and play, something's wrong. We get paid a lot of money to play, you know, to go around chasing pigskin. We get a lot of money that has Roger Goodell's name on it, and then I'll tell you about that later. But but no, it's you know, we are trying to, like I said, he's trying to get us in so many game time looks as he can, and you know, we got excited, you know, and we got to take advantage of the position we're in. We're not in pads, we got helmets on, but we're not hitting and doing anything like that. So yes, we are excited, you know, for what we're doing. We made a stand out there, and that's what we want to do. I think, you know, if we can hold teams to 3 points and we score seven, we're gonna win all day.
A lot of people have made a lot about the competition in various different positions with new guys coming in.
Yes, sir.
But how important is the competition over these 3 days from offense versus defense?
Well, I think it's good for us to go out there and compete at any time we're going out there against each other. Even if we're going against the twos, we have to better each other at all times. I think if we're giving them a great look, they're giving us a great look, and we're, you know, they're winning or we winning, I think, you know, that's one thing that you could say, okay, well, you know, they're going out there and they're competing. That's what we get paid to do. We compete. And I mean, I think that's going to carry over on the field. We want to win more matchups than we lose. I mean, I think if we're doing that, we're going to be a successful team.